Let's get the players' perspective on NIL and transfer portal while we're at it. So very happy to have with us the great running back out of the University of Michigan, Mr. Blake Corum.
Yeah.
Blake, how are you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
All right. Go blue, Blake.
Go blue.
Not many people get that out of me, but you do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, obviously, maybe not, Blake. You've heard from some former players that missed out on NIL, whether it be at the University of Michigan or they played elsewhere. And I just want to get your perspective. You're a talented high school ball player, obviously. You've had schools like Michigan knocking on your door, and I'm sure there were many others, Blake. When you were going through that recruitment process, how important were dollar signs at that particular point in time?
Shoot, when I was in high school, there was no dollar signs. You know, obviously, there might have been some things for some athletes maybe under the table. You know, NIL has been going on, you know. At Michigan, probably not, you know. But at some schools, maybe down south, there was definitely probably some, you know, deals going on under the table that people may have known about, people might have not known about. But it's been going on. But, you know, when I was in high school, NIL wasn't a thing. So for me, it was just going to the best.
It was on the horizon.
It was on the horizon. It was right on the horizon, but it wasn't a thing yet. For me, it was the next 40 years, you know. So what school is going to set me up for the next 40 years? You know, that's what people preach to you about, you know, what school is going to set you up for life. And so when I was looking for a school, that's what I was looking for. You know, you're going to get good football wherever you go, you know, whether you're at Michigan, whether you're at Georgia, you know, wherever you go, there's going to be good football. But what school is going to set you up for the next 40 years? That's what I was looking at. Now things are a little different. You know, NIL is a thing, so –
it's a little
and
different.
And you were in on the ground
sure
floor of it, too, so you're one of the better athletes at the time when it opens up. You know, was it like the wild, wild west at first where I wasn't getting anything last year, nobody was even talking about it, to, okay, you're free to go make deals. Now, how as a student athlete did you work with that?
You know, I had to talk to people. You know, I had to talk to some business people. You know, I talked to my pops, you know, entrepreneurs. You know, you can't take every deal. You know, and that's where, you know, I had to learn. You know, I can't hop on every deal, you know, because my value will go down if I hop on every deal.
Right. Are they, like, calling you at your dorm room or your apartment? I mean, is that the way this thing works? Or is there – I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if I'm an athlete, how this whole thing
– right.
They say, okay, from now on you can make your own deals, and, I mean, people have your number and you don't even know how they got it and all that?
That happens, you know. How'd you get my number? This is so-and-so. I'm like, dang, how did you get my number, you know? People, you know, shooting – you know, business deals and your DMs, mm-hmm. you know, I'm professional.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of athletes now, you know, either maybe have emails in their bios, maybe have, you know, marketing agents they can contact, you know, and I think that's the best way to go about it. You know, either having emails, you know, just keeping it professional. Yeah. Making sure you can't miss anything. But
are you on LinkedIn yet?
I am. I am on LinkedIn.
I thought you might be.
I saw a couple of football players go in the living room of Mike Morris, who's an attorney here in town and part of a name, image, and likeness deal. When you come, when they come back from that, they come back from that shooting, that commercial. Are there conversations that are like supportive, or are they like, how did you get that? Why not me?
You know, the good thing, I can't speak for every school, right? I can only speak for Michigan. And there's none of that, you know. And that's why I feel like, you know, NIL isn't as bad or isn't bad at all like people try to make it be.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't like NIL. They say it can split up teams. At Michigan, that's not a thing. You know, everyone wants each other to be successful, you know, on the field, whether it be making money in life. You know, we want each other to be successful. So that's not a thing. You know, when they did that Mike Morris you know, it was on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool. Man, I saw you on TV.
Right.
You know, we was talking about it in the locker room. You know, we saw it on TV, you know. So, you know, we're happy for them. You know, we're proud of them. There's no, dang, that should have been me. It's not that, because your time may be coming, or, you know, you just wait your turn.
Is there anything right now about name, image, likeness, transfer portal as a student athlete that if you were emperor for a day that you would change, that you would advise or tweak?
Besides direct deposit.
honestly, no.
No.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all.
Quickly, give me the number. How many pizzas did you have to buy this year? I know it's an amount.
A lot. a lot.
Yeah. Well, Blake, I'm going to say this in full disclosure. Here at WJR, we take great pride in being the Michigan State station, but really enjoy watching you do what you do, sir. And I know for all the Michigan fans might be tuned in right now, how's the wheel?
Oh, it's doing great. It's doing great. You know, I'm making, you know, a really strong comeback. You know, just got onto the field, ran today.
Good.
Feeling good, man. Okay. Feeling good. You know, I'm blessed. And, you know, I'm just ready to, you know, keep going, you know, and attack everything coming my way. So it's doing good.
And he did hop up here on the stage quickly.
He did. A hell of a lot faster than you did.
That's right. I need a surgeon.
Blake, thank you so very much for being here. Yeah. Pleasure talking to you.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Out of the University of Michigan, the fine running back Blake Corum with us here on the Album Show on 760 WJR.